Hi everybody, it's the Secret Subject here, and this is a little mummification fantasy file. So, if you are ready to begin, make sure you are seated or lying down in a nice, comfortable position. Take a nice deep breath in. That's right, and out. Close your eyes, and let's get ready to begin. It all began with a relic that you found in the corner of your house. That's right. It's an interesting looking thing. Egyptian origin. You looked down at it. It had a little scarab beetle in the front. It's a bracelet, a cuff, made of solid gold. The scarab is covered with gemstones of all colors, shapes, and sizes, and you start to wonder to yourself exactly where it came from. It seemed to beckon to you one night when you found it in the corner of your study. You picked it up, and you felt a sudden surge of energy fill your body, and you knew you needed to find its owner, which has brought you here, inside the pyramids, inside the catacombs of ancient worlds, where pharaohs lie, where mummies might be hidden. You find yourself walking through the ancient underground tombs of the pharaohs, the walls lined with stone, the floor is dusty and old, and you can see the occasional beetle scurry across the floor. The only light that allows you to see in the darkness is the torch in your hand. You look down at the bracelet in the other, and you start to wonder to yourself if the journey has been worth it, but you know once you find the owner of this bracelet, it will have been very, very worth your while. You come to a clearing at the end of a corridor and check it for booby traps. You can see markings of where there might have once been spikes to shoot up through the floor to protect these tombs from invaders. But now all you can see is empty holes. You look around you, swinging the torch this way and that. As it lights your path, you just see a big empty room. But there's something in the middle of it that you can't quite make out. You walk closer to it. And as you approach, you see a dusty, old sarcophagus. That's right. The place where they would bury pharaohs, kings of Egyptian ancestry. You place your hand upon the sarcophagus and you brush some dust off with your finger. You can see it's been here for a very, very long time. You suddenly feel a spike of energy in the bracelet in your hand, and you know you've found the place. This is exactly where the bracelet is supposed to be kept. You place it on the sarcophagus and wait. With a moment, you hear a rustling, a sound. You turn around behind you to see if anyone has found you. Nothing. You turn around to look across the room to see if anyone is here, in here with you. Nothing. So you start to move around the room quietly, thinking to yourself, this is crazy, you're the only one here. What else could possibly be in this tomb? Until you turn around and see the sarcophagus is starting to open. That's right, opening. And you can see inside a mummy, wrapped up in what appears to be old bandages. You can see they are grey and musty, old with age. But the mummy inside is moving. How are they moving if they are dead? You start to recoil in horror, gasping in fear. You're not quite sure exactly what to do, what to say. As the mummy starts to climb out of the sarcophagus, you find yourself backing into the corner of the room, sinking down onto your knees, unsure what to do, frightened by the sight of the mummy walking towards you. As a hand starts to stretch out towards you, you can see the bandages start to fall away, and noticing underneath long spiked fingernails. As more bandages fall away, you start to see the form of a woman, a beautiful woman. That's right. An Egyptian queen. under all these bandages, and you can see that she's wearing a long, flowing gold dress. Her eyes are blackened with eyeliner. Her lips painted with gold. Her eyes shine bright as she stares at you. Her hair black as the night sky. And her hand is stretched out towards your face. As you look down on her wrist and you see she is wearing the bracelet that you found in your house. And you start to wonder to yourself, was this all part of her curse? Perhaps she's had you under a spell this entire time. As she beckons to you, wordlessly, you find your body moving by itself. As she starts to move her hand, beckoning you towards her, you stand, feeling the loss of control seeping through your body, as you finally realize the bracelet has you under her spell, under her curse, as she takes it off her wrist and places it directly onto yours. You feel the spell invigorating your entire being, knowing that you are helplessly, completely controlled by this woman. She has you right where she wants you. As she starts to beckon you towards the sarcophagus, you start to walk, feeling with each step the fear and dread rising within you. You know exactly what she's going to do. She's going to mummify you, for this is her curse she's putting upon you. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. As you find yourself lying down in the sarcophagus, you smell the musty air of dust of 1,000 years worth of being trapped down here. As she winks at you and blows you a gentle kiss before waving her fingers at you and pointing to the bandages on the floor, you immediately see them rise through the air and come towards you. And as they do, you find them starting to wrap themselves around you. First, your feet. You find them so tightly bound together. That's right, bound together. That's right. The bandages wrapping so tightly, so snugly, safe and secure. They feel almost comforting to be so tightly bound. That's right. As the bandages move up your legs, all the way to your knees, as you find your entire legs below your knees, bound by the bandages. She starts to grin wickedly as her eyes shoot a green glowing glare your way. As the bandages continue to move up and up and up, controlled by her hand, you can see her moving the bandages up to your waist. That's right, all the way to your waist. So now from your feet to your waist, you're completely and helplessly bound together. And the bandages continue to rise, continue to move as you feel them starting to wrap around your arms, which are now securely bound to your waist. That's right, as the bandages continue to move, they're covering up your fingertips, which are now holding down tightly to your sides. That's right. As you feel the bandages move up and up and up your chest and your arms simultaneously as they move towards your shoulder until you are, from the neck down, completely and totally bound in those bandages. You feel yourself try to move. Go on, just try. She starts to grin at you and chuckle to herself. As you know, and she knows, you are completely trapped. And with one final hand movement, the bandages move up your neck and over your head. But strangely, you find yourself still being able to breathe completely normally. You wouldn't think that in the bandages that you would, but these are magic bandages. And you find yourself completely in the darkness, bound by the bandages which now cover your head. You are completely bound, able to breathe easily and effortlessly, but you find yourself trying to move, trying to struggle. But the more you struggle, the tighter the binds become, the tighter you are bound by those bandages. Completely and totally trapped here, in this sarcophagus, in this tomb. As you can hear her footsteps move down the corridor, you start to wriggle more and more and more, trying to escape your fate, but you know that you are trapped. This is it. You try to move your legs, you can't. You try to move your arms, you can't. They are so stuck. And you find that the more you try to move, the more you try to wriggle, the more you try to break yourself free, the tighter the bandages become, the more you are stuck, cursed by the queen. That's right, the Egyptian queen cursed you to remain here, to be her replacement. And that you are, as you start to realize that in this dark place, your eyes covered so thickly by bandages you can't see a thing, you hear the sarcophagus starting to close as it slams shut, and you feel the world turn black, complete and total darkness. You try to struggle, but you start to realize the more you struggle, the more tired you become, and the more tired you become, the less you struggle. But you still try to use up that last bit of energy just to see if you can break free, just to see if you can make it out of here. But you start to realize, as you fall into sleepy oblivion, that you are completely and totally stuck, helpless, completely trapped by the queen's curse. That's right. And now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, completely and totally back to the waking world, realizing that this was just a fantasy. Just a dream, a story, a Halloween story. Remembering each and every single part of it. Remembering each and every single moment. Each and every single feeling, that's right. And knowing that it was completely and totally just a fantasy. Just a story. With 1, 2, you can feel your body starting to move slightly, becoming free of its bonds. With 3, 4, 5, noticing the bandages just slipping away as it's just a story. 6, 7, 8, the energy starting to flood your body, starting to come back to you as you start to return to the waking world with 9 and 10 wide awake. Hi, I hope you enjoyed this little Halloween story. As always, folks, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.